I'm Rona Tarrant. President Trump is walking back some of the controversial comments he made at a press conference with Vladimir Putin. Trump now says he does accept the US intelligence community's findings that Russia tampered with the US election system, though he insisted the actions had no impact on the outcome. Trump added that he had full faith and support in the US intelligence agencies. His original comments drew a barrage of criticism, including from top Republicans. A federal judge has rejected claims of religious discrimination by plaintiffs, including the Catholic Social Services of the Philadelphia Archdiocese, ruling the agency must provide home assessments for same-sex couples wishing to provide foster care for at-risk children. The Catholic agency's leadership had testified that doing so would amount to church approval of LGBT relationships. The city's Department of Human Services had frozen intake of new foster cases with Catholic Social Services last May, which the agency had claimed was religious discrimination. The Justice Department has said a grand jury has indicted a Russian woman on charges of acting as an agent of the Russian government. Maria Butina, who is the founder of the pro-gun Russian advocacy group Right to Bear Arms, was arrested on Sunday and is scheduled to appear in a federal court in Washington today. The 29-year-old is accused of operating at the direction of a high-level official who worked for the Russian Central Bank and was recently sanctioned by the US. Catholic bishops in the Central African Republic have distanced themselves from a group that's promising to defend the church and avenge the deaths of priests. The group, calling itself the League of Defense of the Church, alleged inaction by church officials in response to attacks on Christians and priests. In response, the Catholic leaders reiterated the church's commitment to justice and unity. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.